to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having a blessed day as always. And just a reminder, today is the last day of the sale on the magnesium brain food. So if you wanted to grab a can of it, it's on sale right now. It's product of the week. Be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. And first thing, before we go any further, I just want to kind of bring something up here. Zero Hedge wrote a really interesting article yesterday that I think is starting to really shed light on what is going on. As we know, in China's official numbers have been a total joke from the beginning. They've almost, with mathematical precision, maintained a 2.1% death rate day after day, every single day. If you guys have noticed that with the numbers, like right up 2.1, 2.2, 2.0% every single day, which is almost impossible when you're dealing with something this aggressive. Now we have found out that China has changed the very definition of infected to eliminate people who test positive but who show no symptoms. These are what are called symptomless carriers, and according to China, they no longer count as infected, but in reality are the most dangerous individuals as far as when it comes to the virus. As it says on Zero Hedge, conveniently, the new rule has triggered provinces to find cases that can now be deducted from the total number of confirmed cases. For example, Heilongjiang has axed 13 cases from their tally, stating the new definition. Hubei has now deducted 87 cases today. Authorities have not explained why. This reminds us quite ominously about a week ago, if you guys remember, when China accidentally leaked the real numbers online of the corona pandemic, showing 154,000 infected with over 24,000 dead, which computes to roughly a 16% fatality rate. Remember, that was taken down, came up on a Saturday, and was taken down within a few hours and brought back to the mainstream numbers. So just something I wanted to kind of bring up here and show you guys how they're continually manipulating this. However, again, we've seen that even though the global cases is growing, the global death rate outside of China is still minimal. I mean, it barely anything at all. So it either is showing that we have a much more aggressive virus in China, but it's still contagious, but people are still recovering from it and not dying. I don't know. But again, as long as everybody, I think, is keeping their immune system strong and staying away from heavily populated places on a regular basis, I think as far as from a sickness standpoint, I think the vast majority of Americans are going to be able to essentially stay away from this stuff. But again, yesterday I went into detail on the economic issues that I think are about to ensue very, very quickly. I'm not going to go into that again. If you want to listen to yesterday's show, went into detail on it. But I think that, in my opinion, is one of the most important things we need to start looking at right now, is essentially economic hedging and survivability and also being prepared. That's what I think on that, Deb. But what do you think about China now coming in now and changing the new rules for the infected?
Well, China's in full-blown damage control mode, Austin. They don't know what to do. I mean, their markets should be already in chaos. They should already be collapsed. They're not. You know, they're basically pouring a bunch of liquidity into the markets over there, too, just like our Federal Reserve's doing over here. They're doing everything they try to control the contagion from a banking standpoint. So the reality is the Chinese government doesn't stop lying. I mean, they learned that well from the Rothschild handlers, from the communist takeover back in the 40s. They basically have become a completely secretive society as far as what they're doing from a communist standpoint. I mean, yesterday we reported that they're supposedly chaining people to their beds, welding door shuts at apartments. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. My gosh, I'm not over there. My buddy over there, he's it's hard to get in touch with him now. I don't know what the heck's going on with him. And he said it's bad. It's real bad. And so, you know, they know something's happened. And I know there's five times more receptor sites in the lungs of the people in China than there are in basically Caucasian lungs as far as for this virus to attach itself to. So they're five times more likely, I guess, if you looked at it statistically, though that's probably not completely accurate, to come down with these diseases and get sick from it and die from it. But I know that this ship, this princess ship that's basically floating off the coast of Japan with now with over 100 people basically infected. These are not all Japanese and Chinese that are infected. So it is extremely contagious when you get into a confined area. But I'm like you, Austin. I believe that if you keep your D3 levels up, your iodine levels up, and your vitamin C levels up, and you stay prayed up, and you avoid areas that you know people could be as far as, you know, high contamination areas like theme parks and cruise ships – I believe you're going to massively reduce your risk of exposure to this stuff. You're going to reduce the risk of getting it and dying. I believe that also. But what we have to realize is that in China, I mean, we've got crematoriums running nonstop 24 hours a day trying to handle the dead. In our country, I've told you this, I'm a 5-6 right now because of what's happened with the death rates. Last week I was at a 3-4, then I went to a 4-5, now I'm back up to 5-6 because of what's happening with the virus. Now, if I was in China, okay, I would be at a full-blown 10, full-blown pandemic, okay? Stay in your house, don't leave, I'd be at 10. But we're not in China. We're not in China. They don't have the access to the health care we have. They're letting people go into stadiums and just die. They're letting them die in their apartments. They're letting them die, you know, in the hospitals. They're turning the hospitals into hospices. I mean, so this is a major, major problem in China. The problem is the Chinese government, because it doesn't want to destroy its economic engine, doesn't want people to realize how unbelievably messed up China is right now with the coronavirus, because they're afraid that we're not going to want to have their stuff brought to our country because it could be contaminated. Think about this for a second. I'm going to next day air a product from China into the United States. How do I know somebody didn't sneeze on the parcel before they sent it over here? All of those things are being thought through by the Chinese government. Remember, these guys routinely take organs out of people and sell them to the highest bidder. They routinely put people in concentration camps and have done so to the Muslim population for decades over there. I mean, these are not good people that run this. They're not a Christian group of people. They're a hardcore secular communist anti-God group of people that do not have the moral values of Christianity. They don't have love one another. The most important commandment I give you is love. They don't have any of that. All they have is basically God, which is the state. It's the perfect AI takeover capability over there. Now, some of the researchers are talking about how there could be a 5G tie-in to what happened in Wuhan, which had a huge 5G release a few months back. I don't know. That seems like a pretty far stretch for me. Some say it could be a giant mind control experiment while these people are going and having these diseases. I don't believe it. I believe that's too far out there. I think that that's kind of a stretch. What I do believe is that somebody, either the Chinese government, the Canadian government, somebody from a major institution or major learning institution who may or may not be under arrest right now, I'm not going to mention names, if I say this, that they may be involved in helping to create this thing through gene editing and sticking a bunch of other diseases like Ebola, you know, and H1N1, you know, and SARS, which is a SARS-type virus, and also AIDS into this doggone thing. So we've got a problem right now. We have a biological contagion that's been released on the planet in a population of 1.4 billion people, and it's ravaging the entire country. Now, is it genetic specific? Is it DNA specific? I don't know. It seems to be. It seems to be targeting primarily Chinese, but it hasn't been released into the general population. In Florida down here, we're continuing not to tell people the truth of what's going on with that. So where does this thing come from? Okay, according to scientists, they're believing it comes from bats. I don't believe that. I believe, like Francis Boyle said, that this is a biological thing. They're saying it came from a seafood market. I don't believe that either. Okay, a study from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, published in February 2020 in the scientific journal Nature, found the genetic makeup of viruses samples found in patients in China is 96% similar to coronavirus they find in bats. So could they have taken a bat coronavirus and manipulated it and gene edited it? Yeah, they could have. Yeah, this could have been an animal which basically acted as a middleman, but I don't think so. I think it was genetically engineered. Dr. Michael Skinner, he's a virologist from the Imperial College of London, was not involved with the research, but said the discovery definitely places the origin in bats. So could they have taken something? Remember, they did this with the AIDS virus. They said, oh, this has to be from a green monkey. Somebody ate a green monkey or had sex with a green monkey or whatever, and they got the AIDS. So I don't know. But the fatalities around the planet have been lower. But so why are health experts so worried about it? Well, it's similar to SARS, they say, which infected 8,000 people, killed nearly 800 in an outbreak in Asia in 2003. But this is much, much worse. Another reason for the concern is that nobody has any immunity to the virus because they've never encountered it before. In other words, where did it come from? It's not like the flu or the common cold that you get over. This is something they put together and hatched together in a laboratory. Speaking at a briefing in January, Oxford University professor Dr. Peter Horby said novel viruses can spread much faster to the population than viruses which circulate all the time because we have no immunity whatsoever to them. Most seasonal flu viruses have a case fatality rate less than 1 in 1,000 people. Here we're talking about a virus that we don't fully understand the severity spectrum, But it's possible the case value could be as high as 2%. Now they're saying as high as 15%. If the death rate is truly 2%, that means that 2 out of every 100 patients will die. He says this is comparable to the Spanish flu in 1918, which killed 60 million people, a significant pandemic. So how does this thing spread? The illness can spread between people through coughs and sneezes, making an extremely contagious infection, which means if you cough and you inhale it, somebody else inhales your cough or sneeze, they can get it. Or if they cough on a surface and you touch it and touch your face, you can get it. It's believed to travel in saliva and even in water through the eyes. Therefore, close contact, kissing, and sharing cutlery or utensils are all risky, or being around somebody else who sneezes. Originally, people were thought to be catching it from live animals in the markets, but now it's going from person to person, which means they've left that scenario behind. It's now evident it can spread through third hand to someone from a person who caught it from another person, okay? And now they're saying it's airborne. So what the viruses do and what are the symptoms? Once someone's caught this virus, it may take between 2 and 14 days for them to show any symptoms. But they're contagious during the entire time because they're shedding the virus, especially in their feces. And what do they do when they become ill? Typical signs include a runny nose, a cough, sore throat, fever, high temperature. The vast majority of patients, at least 97%, based on available data, will recover without any medical help. So they're telling us, some people say it's up to 15%. In a small group of patients who seem mainly to be elderly or those who have long-term illnesses, it can lead to pneumonia. Now, here we go. Now they're finally telling you the truth. They're telling you there's a 2% death rate associated, 1% to 2% death rate associated with the virus, but they're not talking about the pneumonia death rates associated with it. Pneumonia is an infection in which the inside of the lungs fill up and swell up with fluid. This can be fatal because it suffocates people, and this is the primary cause of death from the flu, including the Spanish flu from 1919. This is what we've got going on right now. Now, the genetic tests, what do they reveal about the virus? Scientists in China recorded the genetic sequences of around 19 strains of the virus and released it to the experts around the world. It allows everybody to study this stuff and find and try to find out how to do it. How dangerous is it? Was killed over 1,000 people, supposedly. I believe this is in the multiple tens of that. I believe it's tens of thousands, 20, 30, 40, 50,000. That's what I believe. And so did that billionaire out of China. And now we're saying officially 43,000 are confirmed cases. Now they're rewriting all of that. And now all of a sudden the billionaire says 1.5 million are basically infected with 50,000 dead in Wuhan alone, with crematoriums going 24/7. Now, this is some crazy stuff. Now, can the virus be cured as far as if you get it? This virus cannot be cured because it is proving difficult to contain. Antibiotics don't work against viruses, so they're out of the question. That's why you have to have D3, K2, vitamin C, and iodine. Antiviral drugs can, but the process of understanding a virus and developing and producing drugs to treat it would take years, they say in this article, and huge amounts of money. No vaccine exists for the coronavirus, and it's not likely that one will be developed in any time to be used for this outbreak. The National Institutes of Health say, and Baylor University in Waco, Texas say, that they are working on a vaccine based that they know about the coronavirus in general using information about SARS. But it doesn't mean it's going to be available for this particular virus, nor will it work for this particular virus. So this is the problem that we have this not changing with anything, Austin, and we need to understand it's so important that the World Health Organization is now enlisting the United Nations Blue Helmets to go into these different countries to try to combat this. They are dragging people out of their homes and putting them in medical quarantine, medical martial law in China. If they try to do that in the United States, as armed as this population is with UN troops, all hell's going to break loose in this country. So guys, just stay frosty, pay attention to what's happening, and realize the most important thing is to keep your immune system strong with C, D, and iodine. And just realize, avoid going to places where there's public, a lot of people. Make sure you wash your hands every single day repeatedly. Don't touch your eyes or nose, and swab your nose out with colloidal silver and do the best we possibly can. And realize that if we're going to get past this thing, we have to all do it as a team, and we have to avoid certain places, and we've got to tell people they need to wash their stinking hands when they're in the bathroom just in case they've got fecal coliform on their hands. Super, super important that we all wake up and realize there are things we can do, but then there are things we can't do, and right now there is no medical protocol for this, Austin, except to give the person fluids and try to keep their fever down. So it's one of those things that could be very, very bad, or it may not hit us as bad as it is in China if it's genetic specific. What do you think, Austin?
That's well said. And I mean, the thing that I'm starting to kind of research and I'm starting to see, I think this is where this is going to go with this. is I think they're downplaying it as long as they can, as you said, and as I said, to keep the markets as stable as possible. And then, once they have their RNA sequencing, basically vaccine manufacturers, remember, they already set the thing up for manufacturing. They started on it like 3 weeks ago. They already gave them the green light to start on this. This is going to take 90 days, and they'd have it fully operational, even though no RNA vaccines have ever been approved to be tested on human beings. But they've approved it now to be tested as soon as it's ready. Just remember that. So there's a high probability, everyone, listen to this, there's a high probability that within the next 6 to 10 weeks, we're going to see a big PR push for a new vaccine to stop the coronavirus. At that point in time, the numbers, the suppression of numbers, the lies, the manipulation, everything that we're seeing right now is going to essentially be pushed aside, and we're going to see the entire aspect of what the coronavirus really is doing explode. And at that point, the majority of people are going to be so terrified. If you start seeing a global death count of, you know, 2 and 3 million people, and there's, you know, 20, 30, 40 million people infected, all of a sudden people are going to have a real, real, real strong affinity to get this injection. But remember, the same people right now that are telling us nothing's going on with coronavirus, everything's good, keep putting your money in the market, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it, blah, 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 it's all contained, are the same people that absolutely blew the whole incident with measles out of proportion last year. And I'm going to bring you some numbers up again, because for some reason the United States population has a very short memory span, just for whatever reason it is. I think everybody's gotten so used to their iPads and iPhones, and I made a comment to somebody about this, and they're like, oh yeah, I remember something about that measles thing in New York. Oh yeah, remember what they did to set a precedent from October 2018 to the end of May 2019, an 8-month stretch, there were a whopping 423 cases of measles reported in New York. 423 cases. That's it. 423 cases. Zero deaths. Zero deaths. Big fat goose egg. Zero deaths. But no matter what, De Blasio, the mayor, declared that they were requiring mandatory vaccines. This required that everyone living or working in specific neighborhoods who was more than 6 months old would receive a vaccine or be subject to a $1,000 fine. In April, city officials ordered the closure of a preschool that had refused to cooperate with the request for vaccine information. April 2019, a state of emergency was declared in Rockland County, and unvaccinated children were barred from public places for 30 days. Parents of unvaccinated children that did not abide by this quarantine for healthy children, remember that, faced up to 6 months in jail or a $500 fine. A judge finally lifted the ban a month later, saying that the outbreak did not even anywhere near qualify for such an emergency order. By the beginning of September, the New York Health Department declared the outbreak to be completely and totally over. Now, think about this for a second. You have Rockland County, remember, that, you know, I think had 200 and so forth measles cases, zero deaths, declared that nobody that was unvaccinated under the age of 18 could go out in public places. They didn't quarantine kids that had the measles. Remember that, guys. They quarantined kids that were unvaccinated that didn't have the measles. The majority of the kids that were coming down with the measles had gotten the measles vaccine, the MMR vaccine. Remember that. The measles vaccine has an active measles virus in it. You shed measles after you get the MMR vaccine. That's why, in my personal opinion and many other people's opinions, it's one of the reasons why the measles spread so rapidly when they start injecting the MMR into everybody. Because all the individuals that basically have been injected with it start shedding measles, so anybody that's around them contracts the measles. Now, this is what happened just last year, to the point that Bill de Blasio required everybody to get vaccines or face jail time or fines, and Rockland stated that you couldn't go out in public if you're under 18, you didn't have the vaccine. So what I think we're starting to see here, and this is just my personal opinion, I think we're starting to see the very, very slow warm-up session of a vaccine medical martial law tyranny ensue in the United States. We have in Virginia right now, I told you guys this yesterday, the state, the Congress, has basically now passed multiple bills, including a full-blown magazine ban, full-blown sale of assault weapons, can't sell them anymore, you can own them, full-blown suppressor ban, And I don't mean a ban as you can't purchase them anymore. I mean a ban that you have to turn them in and relinquish them by July 2020 if this bill goes into place. Now, Breitbart went ahead and called up the Virginia State Police Public Relations Department to see what they were going to do about this if a suppressor ban went into law. Breitbart News called them and noted that the Democrats are passing legislation to ban accessories, specifically suppressors. They asked if Virginia State Police will go door-to-door to get those. The public relations officers did not respond with a direct yes or no going door-to-door. Rather, they said, and I quote, "No laws have gone into effect. No laws have been formalized or finalized." They did not. They said they will not speculate because nothing has been passed in the formal law, but it was their job to enforce and comply with laws once they were on the books. Whoa. On February 9th, you guys know, Breitbart News reported legislation banning suppressors was passed by the Democrats on the House of Delegates Public Safety Committee, along with high-capacity magazines. Now, you guys are probably wondering, Austin, why are you bringing this up? You talk about guns a lot. Why are you bringing this up right now? This is something that's unprecedented, guys. I just realized this yesterday. You now have a state that is passing laws to ban legally registered, federally registered tools, including suppressors. Follow me right here. This is the first time this has ever occurred in United States history. A state which has no bearing on federal law, technically. Remember, because they always say federal law trumps state law, but when it's convenient for the Fed to come to let them do it, is now coming in and saying, if you own a legally registered suppressor with alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and you paid your $200 tax stamp, and you legally own the suppressor, you have to turn it in. When you buy a suppressor, you pay a $200 tax stamp. When it's transferred in your name, it is your suppressor. Forever and amen. You can put in a trust, there can be multiple people in the trust, but regardless, nobody can take it away from you. You paid a tax stamp on it. You paid a tax that now you have acquired that NFA weapon. It is yours to own forever. ATF cannot take that from you. Let me clarify that. Now, if you commit a crime with it, that's a different story. But there is nothing in the NFA guidelines that allows ATF to even come in and seize those weapons without a search warrant. Meaning, if you're involved in a crime, involved in illicit gun sales, you do something illegal, they can come in and take it with a legal search warrant. But they cannot come in and tell you, you have to turn it in now. It has to basically be something illegal. Now you have the state who's coming in saying, you have to turn in a federally registered tax stamp paid and approved weapon or toy or whatever you want to call it, a suppressor, because we say you have to do so. If this goes into law, this is going to absolutely rewrite gun history. This is going to allow a textbook example and a first-time example of what happens when you have registered weapons with the federal government and a state no longer approves you to be able to own one. This is big, and there's a reason why they're doing this right now. This isn't some type of coincidence. Oh, we decided to pick suppressors because we have a lot of gun deaths. They've had virtually zero firearm deaths involving suppressors in the state of Virginia. So coming out and saying that this is an epidemic and there's all these horrible deaths that are happening in Virginia with suppressors is a complete and total lie. They're doing this specifically to test the boundaries of what they can get away with, and every single one of those suppressors is already registered. So they have a full-blown registry that they can now go door-to-door, house-to-house, and say, hey, John Smith, we see that you have three registered suppressors with the ATF. You have to relinquish those. At that point in time, you can't pull the whole, oh, I sold it to Joe Smo down the road because I sold it, or I lost it in a boating accident or whatever. Now, it's a crime if you did not notify ATF if you lost the suppressor. It is a crime to sell that suppressor without doing full NFA paperwork. So they are going to catch all these individuals in a full-blown catch-22 with suppressors if they push this into law. And now it's not coincidental either. Democrats in Arizona have now pushed a bill and are trying to pass it right now as we speak that requires assault weapons to be registered or surrendered. SB 1625 basically is stating that will end the ownership of all assault weapons. You either have to register them with the state or surrender them. This is not coincidental we have this going on right now, guys. And then you have Joe Pervert Biden having a giant rant yesterday, if you guys saw that, blatantly saying that AK-47s are no match for F-15s. He goes on to say, this is what he said, this is how idiotic this man is. There is a Second Amendment, and you do have a right to bear arms, but it's not an unlimited right. The Constitution does not say anybody can own a weapon. That's actually not accurate. And he goes on to say, those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, that's a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the federal government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. You're not going to use your AK-47 to take care of you if you're worried about the government knocking down your door. Wow. This is what we have a presidential candidate saying right now in the United States of America. This is what we have legislators in Virginia and Arizona doing right now. And this happens to be coinciding with the exact same time we're probably seeing the very, very early portions of a global pandemic occur and forced vaccinations and medical martial law and the UN being deployed. No, guys, I don't think this is coincidental at all, including the fact that CISA.gov, who's basically in partnership with the FBI, has now released a security and resiliency guideline for counter and improvised explosive devices. The security and resiliency guide and annexes are designed to take proactive steps to enhance their security and resiliency for potential IED incidences, developed in partnership with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This was released a couple months ago. This basically goes into detail about how they're going to handle IED strikes from an insurgency in the United States. That's what they're talking about. They got all this information from the Middle East with Iraq and Afghanistan. They did a full-blown beta test over there to see how an armed populace, a very armed populace, was going to handle being invaded by the U.S. military. And now we see that we have presidential candidates talking about you're no match for the federal government because we have F-15s. Along the same time, they're putting out guidelines for counter IED strikes in the U.S. At the same time, we have states all across the country full-blown banning weapons, banning suppressors, banning magazines. Guys, this is the warm-up session right now. They're getting everybody in line and prep for what's about to come next. And as I've said this before, and I will say it over and over and over again until my last breath, never disarm. Once you allow yourself to disarm, there will be no defending yourself or your family from what comes next. And this is exactly what they're trying to get the population to submit to, guys. So understand what we're seeing right now and how all these things are going on. And it's, like I said, it's not coincidence. These are happening under the cloak of just darkness, what these guys do. At the same time, we're seeing this unbelievably horrible virus run around the whole entire world, especially China. This is something that's going big right now, and I'm really encouraging anybody that has an ear and can get Donald Trump to even make a comment. He needs to stick up for Virginia. These stupid little tweets he put out a couple weeks ago were complete and total cannon fodder. They were nothing. They were just something he said to keep the Second Amendment population and the patriots of the United States subdued and set down. We now have states going against federally registered, legally owned tax stamp weapons in the United States and saying they have a right to ban them and seize them. That is complete and totally against the NFA law and guidelines and against ATF regulations. This needs to be addressed by Donald Trump, and I really hope he'll get off his little Twitter horse of saying all this dumb stuff he says all the time and actually say something or come out and do something that supports the Second Amendment group and the patriots of this country, because so far I've seen him do nothing with that, Dad.
Austin, that was an excellent rant. I don't like the information you were giving, but you did it extremely well, and I agree with you. I mean, this is some scary stuff. And you're right, Donald Trump is not a pro-Second Amendment president. He says he is, but he's not. He's not gone in to defend the rights of Virginia, but a couple of little tweets he did a few weeks ago. You got to remember, you got to be Republicans. This is what happens if you have Democrats in your state. No, he needs to be going in there and saying, this is not going to happen. ATF's not going to allow this. This is going to happen. He doesn't do anything. Because remember, Virginia votes as Washington, D.C. votes because it's right next to D.C., and that's the heavy population density of the state. And that's why it's gotten themselves into this situation. This is Frankfurt School. This is pure communist indoctrination. This is the group of people, basically, that came over in 1933, this Rothschild group of the communist group, same guys who run China, who brought this to the United States. They're the ones who run the planet. We always have to remember that. And they're always 10 or 12 steps ahead of us because they're so, what's a better word, sneaky? I mean, they're awful. I mean, it's like they're 12 steps ahead of us because they plan stuff 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years in advance. This is what they do. I mean, what do they say in that book, that one book of Bloodlines, that every 37 years Lucifer shows up to dinner with them and he has a place sitting at their dinner table reserved for him every single night and he tells them the world's course events? This is for every 4 decades. So these guys plot this stuff out. They started working on this whole thing with Zionism, with the Masonic lodges, in 1820. And then they even had doggone Albert Pike rewrite of a whole bunch of the doggone things they do with these doggone lodges in the 1840s, 1850s, and 1860s. This is the guy who basically streamlined the Masonic lodges. It was all working together from 1820 all the way up until now we have this giant mess in which they want to bring us under Noahide laws based out of the Supreme Court in Jerusalem, and worshiping Jesus Christ is worshiping another god, which is punishable by beheading. And now these guys are running around in their doggone rallies, walking around with pitchers and with guillotines. I mean, what the heck, man? And this is what Austin's talking about. We've got a group of people who want to declare medical martial law, and they're going to want to give us a vaccine against this coronavirus, which has already shown that can mutate, which means the vaccines will be useless, just like the vaccines for flu vaccines are useless. But what it will do is it will allow you to shed this live vaccine through your fecal material and cause a much greater pandemic than we currently have. That's what I believe. That's what I believe they're going to do if they do this. Or they're going to force you into quarantine like they're doing in China, or they're going to force you to take vaccines, or they're going to bring the United Nations troops in through the UN and basically go house to house to house. And like Austin said, now they're going into Virginia to pull suppressors. It's not about suppressors, guys. It's about magazines. It's about having a magazine with more than 10 rounds available on it. It's about getting high-capacity magazines out of your house because they know that people that have suppressors usually have more than one gun. I mean, people who like to shoot a lot don't like shooting a lot with really loud weapons all the time with hearing protection, and they like to go out and just enjoy going to the range with a silencer on their weapon. That's what silencers are used for primarily. It's not because you're trying to be stealth and covert and running around. Gangs don't run around with silencers. They don't care. And it's like Austin said, you can't say I lost my silencer. You can't say I dropped it in the lake. You can't say I lost it at a boating. You had to report all of that stuff to ATF when that happens. And now they can say, okay, now we're going to arrest you with a felony because you didn't take proper care of your silencer if you say you don't have it anymore. It's catch 22. Same thing with the viruses, same thing with the vaccine, same thing with all of it. This is the goal of the New World Order, is to continually bring in more and more and more martial law, medical martial law, and more, how should I say, seizure of weapons as they bring in a New World Order on their thousand points of light on their Kabbalah tree while they worship their snake Aesop in the tree. This is the group that runs the planet, and they're doing all of this. It's always the same people. This thing has been released through these guys, through one of their research protocols, through one of their probably Mossad agents who brought vials over there and dumped them over there in China somewhere. This is the group. I read you that article yesterday. They're already accusing Israel and the United States of co-opting this thing. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I believe there's a high probability that's true, that we're involved in it again. And Francis Boyle says this is a full blown biological weapon system. That's what he says. It's designed to kill people. Now, what it's also designed to do, let's talk about the coronavirus. You know, it is basically the same as the SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, which ends up with pneumonia, which means you drowned in your own fluids. This broke out in China in 2003. Now, like SARS virus, the 2019 coronavirus has been found to share the same receptor. It's called an angiotensin converting enzyme, abbreviation. It's called ACE2. Some suspect that these two viruses have been deliberately weaponized due to the finding that Asian males have 5 times as many ACE2 expressing cells in their lungs as any other demographic. That means they have 5 times more likelihood of coming down with this in their lungs, lungs filling with fluid and dying of pneumonia. This line of inquiry is being shut down right now on public chat boards, and they're using the words discriminatory when we talk about Asian males. In other words, they're saying you're being racist because you're talking about this is specific to Chinese males with five times the receptor size. This is so stupid. It's all this political correctness going amok again. This echoes complaints shared by Chinese ambassadors to the U.S., Tai Tanikia, on Face the Nation this past Sunday of racial discrimination and xenophobic comments like bat soup. We're talking about Chinese now. People start joking about bat soup. So they're saying this is racial and it's xenophobic against Chinese. They're trying to suppress this information. He warned that online discussion of the topic was dangerous for fear of causing mass panic. Yeah, I think they're mass panic. The 50 Cent Army, this is this group over there in China, this publishing group, has succeeded in shutting down related threads on Reddit and elsewhere. Another feature of the 2019 coronavirus is that its race suspicion of weaponization was described in a study from India submitted for peer review that the same amino acid insertions in the spike glycoprotein is seen in the H1N1 HIV virus were present in the 2019 coronavirus, but are not present in other coronaviruses. In other words, HIV is in coronaviruses, but not in this coronavirus, but not in other coronaviruses. So in other words, it was inserted. The study stated that these insertions are unlikely to be natural in nature, and the paper was hastily withdrawn by its authors due to pressure, which probably from the Chinese government. In AIDS patients, the spike glycoproteins drop off the virus and plug into the receptors of the intestinal wall, which absorb nutrients. This blocks the absorption of nutrients, which causes dramatic physical wasting that is hallmark of AIDS. This is how it works. Bioweapons expert Dr. Francis Boyle has shown in a video saying that SARS itself is already a biological warfare weapon, and they, whoever they are, supercharged it with DNA, genetic engineering, or maybe synthetic biology to add it to SARS HIV. They gave it the gain of function activities. Now, the videos coming out of China are pretty scary. People are being violently dragged from their homes to be taken to quarantine facilities. Alternately, doors to apartment complexes are supposedly being welded shut to prevent residents from exiting these buildings and spreading the disease. Philippine Senate President Titi Soto showed a video suggesting that the coronavirus was a product of Bill Gates and the CIA. Just thought I'd mention that. Many truthers have published similar stories that the Peerbright Institute in the UK owns this patent to this virus and that Bill Gates is involved. In response, the spokesperson for Peerbright, Teresa Malgin, has said that not only does the patent in question not involve a coronavirus strain that affects humans, but the Institute's work with the virus wasn't funded by the Gates Foundation. They're saying no. The Peerbright Institute owns the patents for several coronaviruses that affect poultry and pigs. The CDC owns the patent for SARS. Imagine that, having sequenced the genome in 2003. And on January the 24th, the Institute of Pasteur in France announced that it had sequenced the genome of the 2019 coronavirus, which matched the ones shared with them by the Chinese authorities on January 11th. Now, presumably this coronavirus will now be patented by the Chinese. So here's the thing, guys. Why are they patenting viruses? Well, I'll tell you why. It's exactly what Austin said earlier. It's about the vaccines. Oh, we got a vaccine, we've got a patent, so now we're going to make billions of dollars off the vaccine. These sickos, on top of everything else, all they think about is profit and how many people they can kill and how much money they can make of it, Austin. And it's so frustrating to me to know that this is a virus that's released on the population of the planet that's DNA specific but can affect everybody if the concentrations are high enough. And now they're going to medical martial law, gun seizure, silencer seizure, and all of this other stuff taking place while the president of the United States remains silent, and all he wants to talk about is this stupid impeachment crap that's over with and who he's going to fire from the White House next. What a mess, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, well said from what everything we're seeing right now. And, I mean, that's why I this show today, I wanted to bring up every aspect of what we're seeing all across the globe. And, I mean, these things are all culminating to a big event. Remember, I've been saying this for years. Whenever they decide to take down the dollar, it's not just going to be an economic collapse. They're going to do a full tilt, 50 angle, basically attack on the United States. And to me, just my opinion, that appears what we're starting to see the very beginning of. I think this is just warming up with all this stuff right now. I mean, we already know down here in Florida as well, they're trying to go in and pass all these ridiculous gun bills, everything. And it's funny because you hear some of these idiots, these leftists, these hardcore communist followers, these Democratic supporters, and they go, you guys are just paranoid. You're so paranoid. They're never going to confiscate your guns. They don't want your guns. They just want to make sure they know who has them. You know, that's where they need a registration. They're never going to confiscate them. Really? Because we actually see for the first time in history now that the state is going after federally registered tools, a suppressor, because they don't like them. So you best believe if they register a firearm or you ever register a firearm, California is a perfect example of that. Perfect example of that. They made everybody do all these modifications, bullet buttons, all this stupid stuff. Then they came in, you have to register them. You can keep your assault weapon, but you got to register it. Then they came in and said, well, guess what? If you have an assault weapon that fits any of these criterias and you've registered it, it doesn't matter. You still have to turn it in now. Oh, and by the way, we're making you register your ammunition now as well. Oh, and by the way, you can't have any magazines that are over 10 rounds. And if you do, it's a felony. They've done it. They've already shown us what their goal is in California. And it drives me up the wall sometimes when I talk to some patriots and some conservatives, and they go, they're never going to do that. They're never going to get away with it. Guys, they've already done it. They've already done it in multiple states. Remember what I said before? If they can't get this done on a federal level, they can't get sweeping federal law passed to ban all this stuff, they're just going to do it state by state. That's what the whole point of the red flag gun law has been, because the red flag gun law gives them the legal ability, technically, even though it's an illegal bill, an amendment in my opinion, it gives them the ability to go in and seize weapons from individuals that they don't want to have weapons. And they do it, it's done under the guise of law. This is what we see happening right now. And then all the stuff going on with the India and Pakistan with this locust, I'll watch some photos again this morning, it's getting worse over there. Now it's migrated into Africa. They're saying it's going to wipe out like the entire food growth population this year because they're not stopping, they're growing. So, I mean, think about it for a second. We saw last year in the United States, we had massive flooding. There was massive flooding in the Middle East, or the Midwest. All these crops got killed. All these crops got shorted. Stuff was like 6% planted, 10% planted. Should have been at 60 and 70% planted. And so the food growth of last year is going to dramatically increase cost and restrict being able to purchase your stuff and get a hold of it this year. You know, it's always about a year, year and a half behind. Now we're seeing the same thing happen over in the Middle East, Pakistan, India, all those populations over there. These things are culminating together, and that's why I keep telling everybody, make sure you're ready for this, because if the American population wants to have any type of fighting chance, you have to be strong, you have to be aggressive, you have to be in good shape, you have to have a good immune system, and you have to be smart and awake to know what's going on and well prepared. And that's just something that's absolutely crucial to make sure everything is going on right now. And because, I mean, and then on top of that, then we constantly see this is just driving me up the wall now. This constant belittling and hatred of white people. I've never seen this in the history of my life of individuals be so racist, but yet at the same time, they're applauded by the left for being woke or being, you know, basically the individuals that are the spearhead of it because they're talking about all this stuff right now, disrupting whiteness, why you shouldn't be white, why you need, I mean, that one Cortez, that bumbling buffoon Cortez, that how even she made it in Congress, I'm still baffled by it to this day. She got on a live feed the other day, I think it was on Facebook, or did a video of her and her boyfriend, who's white, like very white, like almost like Irish white, and she has him so brainwashed and submitted like a good little dog. He sits there and starts talking about what you can do to help your friends overcome white privilege and how the white privilege that you have needs to be basically rid of, and you can do all these things to help your friends identify their whiteness and what's wrong with being white. And I literally watched part of it, and I sat there with my jaw dropped, and I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, we've literally turned into a brainwashed communist country now, where we have individuals, a large portion of individuals in the media, in the public eye, across the country, that have been so brainwashed by the propaganda that they truly believe you're a bad person for being white. And what's crazy about it is, if you said that about any other race, you literally would be dismembered by the media. I don't mean literally, but just basically metaphorically, they would ruin you. And they've done it before, when you've had an individual come out and make a comment about something, or say something that's even just really true in most cases, but it's something that they don't approve of. This is why I've said, political correctness is going to be the demise of the United States if we allow it to be. Because so many people are becoming so censored, self-censored, because of fear of reprisal, because they don't want to get in an argument. They don't want to have anybody say something to them. They're so scared to get in a confrontation now, because the media's brainwashed so many people that they don't even try to speak up for themselves anymore. They don't even try to stand up for themselves anymore. They don't even try to stop any of this stuff from going on. They just go along with it. And guys, that is something that's so important that everybody does right now. Listen to me. Your children being exposed to this stuff, make sure they understand what they're being exposed to. Make sure you understand what they're being exposed to. Make sure you go out of your way the best you can to raise up little Americans still, whether they're little boys or little girls. Teach them safe weapon handling. Teach them how to hunt. Teach them how to do certain things and be prepared. And teach them how to work. Teach them that they can't just walk outside and stick their hand out and somebody's going to hand them money for breathing air, because they just expect to get fed money because they're a millennial or they're a Generation Z or whatever you want to call it now. This is something that's so crucial, because if we lose this younger generation, we will lose this country forever. And there will be no coming back from it, because the population that is actually like truly awake patriots, like Dad, myself, our listeners, a lot of our friends, there'll be too few of us to do anything anymore, because the younger population will start to take over, and they will make sure they vote. Everything goes in to basically the hardcore leftist, the communist policy, and they will continue to vote for their own demise, vote for their own disarmament, vote for their own essentially mandated vaccines. They'll vote for all of it, and they'll watch the whole country crumble right in front of them. But because of brainwashing and propaganda and manipulation, they won't even realize what they did to themselves. And this is why Goebbels, if you look back as far as with Germany, Joseph Goebbels, the stuff he did, and you look back at a lot of his quotes, and I mean, he was basically the godfather of propagandists. The stuff he did was incredible. And I don't mean I'm like, you know, sitting here putting him on a pedestal, but I'm saying what he did from a psychological warfare standpoint should be looked at by everyone to understand what we're exactly being exposed to right now, and do the best we can to fight it with true news, non-censorship of ourselves, and getting rid of the stupid political correctness mindset that has run amok in this country now. And if we do that, we may have a chance to uphold and keep a constitutional republic then.
You know, Austin, I've said this on the show before, and you know, I want to just reiterate what you just said. You know, when my generation, 50-year-olds and up, when we check out and we depart the planet and we leave, you know, God help the nation, because we basically, I've raised patriots, but you know, so many people my age did not, because they were born into that hippie generation of the 60s. It's all part of that Frankfurt School teaching and ideology. And you know, this, you know, let's listen to, you know, Mr. Spock and not spank our children, and let's do whatever we need to do, and let the kids be free and have free minds and free role and free. This is what we did. You know, the greatest generation raised a bunch of brats, as far as they call the people who fought World War II, because they had unprecedented prosperity after the war. They raised a bunch of brats that started the hippie generation via the Frankfurt School, and the hippies now have been around and been teaching in the universities with their degrees in sociology and you know, and black history and black privilege, and you know, and all the communist ideology and doctrine that's been pushed through all these different groups. The other day I had a lady here. I mean, she was a guy was working on my pool, and he brought his girlfriend with him, and he's a black guy, he's a really nice guy, he's a great pool worker. I mean, the guy's an amazing, brilliant guy. And he brought his girlfriend with her, and she's a correctional officer. And we started talking, and I asked her, I said, why do black people hate Donald Trump? I mean, you think I'm joking, but I'm not. Well, actually, you guys know me, I'm not joking. I actually had this conversation. I asked her that question. And she really couldn't give me an answer. She couldn't give me an answer why they hated him. But they have this hatred of Donald Trump. And I looked at her, and I said, you know, you know, he's a Republican, but Lincoln was Republican, and the Democrats were the KKK. She goes, oh, I know. And I said, why do you guys like this? She goes, well, we like Obama. I said, you like Obama? I said, you like Obama? And she goes, well, yeah. I said, do you like the gay kid? You know, he's not gay. He's not gay. I said, better believe he's gay. And I said, Obama, according to Joan Rivers, Obama's gay, and Michelle's a tranny. She says, well, why do you white people have to say that all the time? I said, why do we white people have to say this? Okay, well, let's do this. Let's go to the internet and we'll find Joan Rivers, who was Jewish, and we'll have her tell you that they're gay and they're tranny. And she goes, really? I said, yes, I did. She goes, well, I can't believe you said that. Well, then I got a picture of Michelle, Michael, or whatever it is, walking down the stairs with a giant appendage hanging between his leg, moving, with Michelle gripping it. And I showed it to her, and I said, now you tell me what's between her legs. And she goes, oh, my God, she's a guy. And I said, duh. I said, we all know she's a guy. She's a transgender. And I said, this is your hero. He's gay, and she's a transgender. I said, we got to think through this. It can't be black against white. It's all race, politics, and division. That's what Austin's talking about now.
Yep.
It's about whites against blacks against Hispanics. That's what they're doing. They're dividing us. We can't allow that. And finally she said, well, I didn't realize she was a dude. And I said, She's a dude. He's a dude. She's not a dude. He's a dude. And I said, it's Michael. And I said, Obama's gay. And I said, this is who your mentor, who your hero has been. And I said, I can't get along with that. And finally, and I looked at her. Finally, I said, and she told me she was a Christian. And I said, why do blacks vote for Democrats to promote abortion? I said, I don't understand this. She couldn't answer that either. And I said, you got to ask yourself these questions. I said, it's because we've been programmed, like Austin just said,
yep.
You know, to believe the lie. And this is what, and Goebbels did this. They put together one of the best propaganda pieces I've ever seen. I think it's called The Power of the Will. It's in black and white. It's available on YouTube. You watch it. And it shows, and I'm not promoting that you watch this thing because of the Nazi stuff in it, but it's all about symbolism. And this is what they've done to us. It's through symbols and symbology. Which generate specific frequencies from the words they create. I mean, and they get stored into the right brain. And this is what's happening. This is why they're turning us against each other like they are. Guys, listen to me. If you're black and you're a patriot, I'm with you. If you're white and I'm a patriot, I'm with you. If you're Hispanic and you're a patriot, I'm with you. We've got to stick together or we're going to lose this country. Period. And the problem is that nobody's talking like this on any other talk shows. Oh, no, we can't talk. Find me another show that talks about the Kabbalah. Find me another one. Besides Tex Mars, he's dead now. May he rest in peace, and I'm sure he's in heaven, singing praises to God Almighty. I mean, this is ridiculous that we can't say the things that we're not. It's all because of the ADL and AIPAC. They promoted us, and they've trained us through the Frankfurt School. That's what the ideology came from, through the Council on Foreign Relations, through the Bank of International Settlements, through the Bilderberger Group, through the Bohemian Grove group. That group that I'm talking about has done all of this. And I believe they're the ones who can release the coronavirus too. The same guys who took down Building 7. The same guys who took down Building 7 released the coronavirus. And they're the ones who are pushing the gun control and the Frankfurt ideology. Because remember, guys, the World Health Organization chief is warning that the coronavirus outbreak could only be the tip of the iceberg. And he says that he's afraid that there's thousands of cases are going missing. Under a fifth of known cases of the new coronavirus, China is maybe resulting in death. That's what this report's saying. Right at under 20%. The coronavirus can survive on door handles, bus or train poles for up to 9 days, more than four times longer than flu, according to the research. The London FTSE 100 weakened after Mr. Hancock declared the coronavirus outbreak is a serious and imminent threat to public health. Guys, it's all part of the master plan of a new world order and bringing in their serpent god. You think, these guys can't be that sick. Guys, they're that sick. It's what they do, especially with young children who are in a theta brainwave state. Keep raising your young children to hunt, to fight, to do what's right in God's eyes. Teach them the word of God. I love you guys. It was my privilege today to pray for you again. Thank you for letting me do that for you. And guys, remember always, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Always keep your head up high, because remember, you're the King's kid. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, finish it up and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Great show today, guys. And please get this information out there. talk to your friends, talk to your family, you know, forward these shows, look at these bills, look at what's going on right now, and show everybody that this is not a game. The issue that we've run into so many times as Patriots is that we always stay on the defensive. We always just defend. We always just, oh, we're defending this, we're defending that. We always stay defending, which is a good thing because we're law-abiding citizens and we try to follow rule and order, so we're defending attacks on us. The problem is the other side, the groups that's coming at us, they're always on the offensive. They're not defending anything. They're constantly coming after us, constantly coming after us, constantly coming after us. And what we did with that whole group in Virginia, with that giant gun rally a couple weeks ago, was a testament of how strong of grouping we can put together. But it also shows you on how strong these individuals are up there on bend, on disarming law-abiding citizens. I mean, not a single incident. Not a single incident except for one nutbag girl running around with a mask on and got arrested after like the third or fourth time cops told her to take the mask off. That was it. Other than that, you had tens of thousands of loaded ammunition, probably hundreds of thousands of rounds with all those mag carriers that I saw, 50 caliber weapons, pistols, rifles, you name it. Not a single incident. Guys, that shows you that the guns aren't the problem, the Patriots aren't the problem. So when you start seeing people push out these lies and rhetoric and telling everybody they need to disarm, and now we're going in and saying in Virginia, you're banning suppressors and you're going to have to basically confiscate them or turn them in, not grandfather them in. It'd be one thing if they did that. Say it's already an NFA weapon. They've done that in states before. State comes in and says, hey, we're no longer going to allow these weapons to be sold. We don't want machine guns sold in this certain state. So we're basically, they're grandfathered in. They're already an NFA weapon. You already paid a tax stamp. You keep it, it's yours, it's registered, but we're not allowing any more. That's happened before. But this coming in and basically saying we're going to confiscate them, you have to give them up or you're going to be a felon on things you've already paid tax stamps on. Whew, guys, this is unprecedented. So be sure, stay frosty, keep your gear together, always have a bag with you. I tell you that on a regular basis. And a lot of people kind of laugh at me sometimes until they get in this situation, and I will whip a bag out, and I have pretty much anything and everything I need to handle the situation. So be sure you're staying prepped. Make sure you're keeping your immune system high, and you're keeping good food and water on deck at all times. We appreciate you guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.